All right. You know what I've noticed about the Lost Zane recordings is the overprocessing on the microphone sound. What you are hearing right now is as true as my real voice as it can possibly be. I don't know what goes on or what went on at that radio station, but, oh, God, the processing on the microphone is enough to make me puke. It was just too much and thick and muddy. It was just a disaster. I hate it. That's why it's one of the reasons why I can't stand listening to the Lost Zane recordings. But for some reason, folks on my Patreon and on the free views like this, they're like, yeah, it's cool. It's an audio time capsule. I've got it going on right now, another free view of the Lost Zane recordings. A little snippet of it, if you will, from the full show that I make available on my Patreon. 2 days a week, Mondays and Fridays, I unload another episode of the Lost Zane recordings, with the exception of this most recent week because I forgot to do it because I suck. But anyway, these shows that you're hearing, it's Stu McAllister filling in and joining the show. So basically, Eric, Ben, and Stu. All right, enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
All right. Good morning.
It's the Eric Zane Show, bright and early Tuesday morning, brand new, fresh show. No need for a best of show right now. Translation, I haven't worked here long enough to accumulate the necessary requirements to be allowed.
One day only, huh?
Vacation day, yeah. yesterday was vacation day. Back at it. Back to work. It is a short week, of course. Tuesday right now. What is today? I always screw up the actual date when you have, like, the weekend and the holiday. Okay, right. Christmas was 25th. That was Sunday.
Yep.
So today is 27th.
Tuesday.
Stuart.
Yeah.
Stuart. Does that bum you out when I call you Stuart?
No, it's just weird. You can call me Stuart. I'll take it.
I don't know why I did that, frankly.
You're channeling my mother.
Stuart. Stu McAllister. That's McAllister, but it just came out as McAllister. Apparently, that's how it's going to be today. Stu McAllister. Today.
Thank you.
What is your middle name? I don't know why I'm thinking of these things. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. You think I did cocaine.
You're a little hyped. My middle name is Reeves.
Oh, that is awesome! Stuart Reeves, man of action.
Yeah.
Stuart Reeves McAllister.
Yeah.
You sound like a spy.
I've had people tell me my name sounds like a poet. I should be writing
Stuart
somewhere.
Stuart Reeves McAllister.
Yeah. Huge failure.
Poet laureate Stuart Reeves McAllister.
Yep.
Novelist.
Yeah. That's my mother's middle name, or maiden name is my middle name.
That is badass.
Yeah, it's weird.
I like that name.
Thanks, man.
Let's welcome in Ben here. Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm good.
What is your middle name?
Yeah, what's his middle name?
Michael.
All right.
Ben Michael Zost.
Correct.
With a S-Z.
Yeah.
Do you realize, and I just realized this right now, I'm not going to say his last name, but Julius's last name begins with S-Z, and your last name begins with S-Z.
Is he also a dirty Polak?
No.
I didn't think so.
He's Hungarian.
Yeah, that's right.
So I don't know what that is. I don't know why they, so I guess similar types of use of the...
Eastern European.
Yeah, perhaps.
Czechs. Yeah.
So, and all three of us, our names start with a Z sound. I'm not going to say Julius's, but it starts with the same Z as you.
Yeah.
As you, that's as you's. That's what I just said there.
You's guys. What is happening this morning?
I don't know, Stuart.
All right.
I don't know, Stuart Reeves. Zost, Zane, that's not my real name, but my real name does begin with the Z. Some of you know it. I'm not too shy about it.
All right.
I'm not too shy about a lot of things. Hell, people know exactly where I live.
What?
That will come up today on the air, as I received a visit from a listener over the Christmas holiday.
Was it creepy? Or you just want to save it all?
I will say nothing.
Okay.
All right. Now. I will tell you more about this later.
Good call.
I don't want to laundry list the opening monologue with what we're doing today. You know, kind of, sometimes I do that just to kind of have it in your brain, but If you, I don't want to throw too much of these people there, Stuart Reed, because this important document that I have in my hands is that is folly. But let's start by saying I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas, and some of my time was spent in the, of course, Christmas Eve as Saturday, and then Christmas, and then Monday, yesterday, Christmas. I actually got up after dinner, and it was weird because Christmas holiday happened, and we'll get into more about the ins and outs of our celebration later in the show, but I then fell asleep.
Yeah. Too much to eat?
I guess, and it was weird because I was just like, I was just overcome by the desire to fall asleep, and then it was like at 5 at night.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, I said, well, this is going to bode poorly for me because I know I'm going to be wide awake tonight. I don't care. I feel the need to sleep. I am not going to suppress that feeling, and I'm going to go with it. And there isn't a damn thing anybody's going to do to try to stop me. But, boy, did they try. Because have you ever went to take a nap? And it's just, you just feel tired, and your body's telling you you want to sleep, and you have to fend off the judgment from others because they're like, well, that's just, you're going to stay up all night, and that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Why don't you go to bed and just stay in bed? That's what I was getting. I was getting that type of blowback.
From everybody?
Just my wife.
That's all that matters.
Just this kind of, I said, well, I'm going to bed. And I actually took off all my clothes except my underwear and got under the covers and went to bed.
What? Not even on the lazy boy, huh?
No.
Straight to bed.
No, and I turned on the fan. I put the earplugs in. I said, I am going to sleep because I feel like it. And so then I wake up, and it was so weird because I didn't know where. You ever do that? You wake up, and you don't know where you're at.
All the time.
You think it's the morning, but it's night.
You're right.
You think you don't know it's Christmas. I didn't even know it was Christmas. I wake up and I'm like, oh God, I gotta get to the station, man. Oh God, Julius is probably in there screaming at people. He probably shot up the joint, that lunatic. It's home.
Yeah,
and it's Christmas. It's now. It's like 6. I've slept for an hour. I guess I should get up and see what's going on. I don't even know what's happening. It's been so quiet. As far as I know, everybody's dead. So I wander downstairs, and everything's as it was. I was like, well, this is great. I'm going to go see the new Star Wars movie.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
So then I sit her down. I go, hey, I think I'm going to go see a Star Wars movie by myself. And she says, well, take Ernie. I go, that's a good idea. Does he want to go to that? She goes, I think he was talking. He wanted to go to that. Ernie. He's sleeping.
Of course.
He's downstairs on the gym baby making couch, sound asleep. Ernie, get up, you wussy. Come on, let's go. We're going to see Star Wars. Huh? Don't give me that. Get up here, Ernie.
Don't give me the lip.
And it's okay. It's 10 seconds after I just woke him up.
Yeah.
Ernie, I'm not waiting one more minute. Get your ass up here. We're going to see Star Wars. He comes up. All right, man. It's going down. Okay. All right. Gets on his coat. We go. And saw that movie, and I'm here to tell you that I think that movie, Stu, I know you saw it too over the weekend.
I did.
So this is where we convene and talk about the film.
All right.
That was damn near perfect.
You thought so?
I really enjoyed it.
Very good.
How about you?
I thought it was mediocre.
Really?
Yeah.
What struck you as a problem?
All of it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
The last, like people said, like the last 20 minutes or whatever were were pretty good. The wrapping up of things,
climactic scene.
Yes, the last 2 minutes of the movie were like holy schmoly, and that was the thing that made the connection.
Without giving any of it away to
right.
the audience.
I don't want to do spoilers.
There was a real continuity gem.
Yes,
that tied in. It was terrific how they did it.
Yeah,
and some expert filmmaking, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But what the hell caused you trouble? Caused you to pause?
It just didn't work for me. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
I thought there would be more to it, and I almost feel like it wasn't a story that needed to be told. They didn't need to do this story.
So if you're they teased all this in the little teaser that they show beforehand, before you even see the film, leading up to it. This is the story from. In that first film, 1977, with the Death Star.
Right.
You remember they said, okay, we got the plans.
Right.
Which, by the way, when they made that film in 1977, it literally started, and you don't have any idea what's happening. Think back to 1977 when they start that film. It's just, you see the ship getting taken over by a guy dressed in black, and he goes up to hot 20-year-old chick who's a princess speaking with an English accent, which later fades later in the film.
Right.
And you don't even know who's who.
Right.
So they just plopped it in there, and yet we all bought it, no problem.
Yeah, because it was that good.
So, this film is how they got these plans to blow up the Death Star.
Right.
How that came to be. So are you telling me that George Lucas, this was he had this all worked out ahead of time
in his
brain?
Did he? I don't know if he did or not.
It seems remarkable.
If he did, he is a genius.
What foresight.
Right. That's good storytelling kind of stuff. It's like almost Quentin Tarantino-like.
Right, right, because you have these. He starts out with Episode 4, New Hope.
Yeah.
In 1977,
yep.
4, 5, 6,
yep.
New Hope, Empire, and then
Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
And then everything, that's it. It's out. We don't need any more.
Right.
And then, right around 1999, 2000, they go way back to when Anakin was a brat. And boy, did that movie piss me off bad.
It was awful.
And then the clone deal, and then Revenge of the Sith.
Right.
So 1, 2, 3. And now last year we come out with Force Awakens, which I ended up watching again last night.
It was great. I love that one a lot.
You and I aren't.
You didn't like that one?
I did. I did like it, but I was. It seemed to me a little bit.
Followed the formula?
Yeah, blowing up giant planet, even bigger than the Death Star. I don't know. It was a little bit trite to me. But after seeing it the second time, this weekend, I like it again.
Did you?
I like it more than I liked it the first time.
I like the formula, and maybe that's why I like the movie.
Yeah.
A lot of people complained about it when it came out last year. They're like, it's just following the formula. I'm like, I like the formula. Give me more of it.
Right.
I'm that kind of guy.
But I finally let that go and dialing into the Rogue One story.
Yep.
God, man, I really dug that movie.
Did you? All right. So, maybe I'll have to watch it again. Maybe I'll go back tonight. I'll go tonight and watch it.
You're just saying that.
It's Taco Tuesday.
What does that stand for again?
Tickets are cheap on Tuesday.
Okay. That's celebration steal.
Yeah. I like it. I usually go see movies on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, as being an honorary member of the Eric Zane Show, you should get a movie pass from Celebration. I'll see if I can make that happen.
All right. Thanks.
I mean, things get expensive.
Stuart
Reeves McAllister.
My mother would want me to save some bucks if I could.
Filmmaker Stuart Reeves McAllister. So much to get into today. This is actually a day where, in a past life, if I was on vacation, I'd be like, damn, I sure am glad to be home, but there's a lot of interesting things to talk about that are going on. And today's one of those days. So, of course, love to be home, sleeping, but to be on the radio is also a blessing. And to be in the thick of what a lot of people want to talk about is a privilege. And today, hours removed from another chapter in our Detroit Lions saga,
Yeah.
Mm.
Tough.
Well, we'll talk about that next. In fact, at 6:20, every possible Detroit Lions playoff scenario will be detailed. And we'll also bitch about last night. If you're just tuning in, you don't know the score. I doubt you are just learning that. We'll tell you next. 6:20 is when we'll get into that. And if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That is it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. You want the full show? You got to get it on my Patreon. P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I suggest just trying it out for 1 month. That's it. Okay? Can I get 1 month from you? Throw $5 or $10 at it. You can try it out for yourself. See if you like it. If not, no big deal. If you like it, you can let it ride. Let it ride each month. Or convert it to a yearly, and I'll knock 10% off of the cost. So there you go. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. One of the many ways I'm able to keep this Ponzi scheme alive of podcasting. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.